How could you get what the CIA couldn't with millions?
I'm better than they are. here's the truth. There was the appearance of a massive investigation when Howard Hughes' secrets were stolen from his headquarters. Every power center in the world was shaken because Hughes was involved with all of them, with the CIA itself, with the Pentagon, with the Mafia, with the White House. He bribed presidents.
He bribed? Excuse me?
He bribed presidents with bundles of $100 bills. Howard Hughes was, in his latter years, like a villain in a James Bond movie. You never saw him, but he exerted enormous control from hiding. And when his secrets were stolen, the world shook. But it shook the CIA and the FBI so deeply that they never really investigated the case at all. They pretended to. I know this because I received under the Freedom of Information Act the files from the FBI and the CIA about their investigation, or their pretended investigation, of the burglary of Howard Hughes' headquarters. And here's what really happened. They decided not to investigate. They decided that Howard's secrets were too hot to handle. They decided that they did not want to find the evidence that Richard Nixon, still in the White House, had received $100,000 in secret cash from Howard Hughes.
I was going to press you for that, but there it is.
They decided that they did not want to find the truth about themselves, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon.
So
they were terrified of the mess they would be in if they actually tracked down the burglars and got hold of Howard Hughes' secrets, because then they would be legally obligated to prosecute the president. They would be legally obligated to prosecute themselves. So they decided in secret never to really look for the burglars at all. That is why I was able to do what they could not do, because I decided to actually look.
What?
Now, it took me 6 months, but I knew after 3 phone calls that something was terribly wrong, because I made the 3 calls I would have made the first day I went to work at the Washington Post when I was 20 years old. I called the 3 people anyone investigating that break-in would have had to call just to start looking into it. And those people had never been contacted by anyone.
That's what got me going. So do you name these people?
I could, but I won't.
All right.
Because my arrangement in the end, when I did track down the burglars, was very simple. I told them I was going to write a book. It was either going to be a book about the break-in and about them, or it was going to be a book about Howard Hughes. But if it was going to be a book about Howard, then I needed those secret papers.
Right. Here's something I don't get, though, Michael. These giant powers that we just talked about, the presidency, the CIA, all the rest of them, how could they be comfortable not reaching out and touching those burglars? Because they could not know the intent of the burglars with regard to the information they held. So how could they simply dismiss the investigation and rely on the good intentions of the burglars who now had information that could ruin their lives?
And the answer, I think, is that you don't understand how a government bureaucracy really works.
I guess not.
Which is to try to avoid at all costs taking the responsibility for dealing with a terrible can of worms. The CIA and the FBI at the highest levels made the decision that they didn't want to open the can of worms, because if they opened it, they had to deal with it. They had no choice under law. Whereas if I opened it, they didn't have to deal with it, and they didn't.
And plus, they can deny it, of course. Deniability. I mean, well,
not
I mean, they
either way.
Not easily.
No one ever denied one word in my book, Citizen News. No one.
How did you interact? And I suppose, did you interact with the burglars? You must have.
Yes.
How did that interaction take place?
I tracked down the man who had led the burglary team.
Uh-huh.
And as I told you, I gave him a very simple choice. It was either going to be a book about him and his cohorts, or a book about Howard Hughes. And
did they hold that over your head and say, look, we wanna be the book?
Oh, no, the opposite. Don't you understand? They had committed a crime. They not want it reported, obviously. They would go to jail.
Very much so.
They, however, did not instantly agree to do what I wanted, which was to give me the papers so that I could write a book about Howard. That took another 6 months after I found them.
Meetings, I imagine meetings with them, telephone calls. Yeah.
It's really what reporting is largely about.
You bet.
It helped that I had once gone to jail rather than reveal a confidential source.
That would help.
They knew they could trust me because I had shown myself trustworthy.